Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Memorei Ram Goldar, and today Maseches Gittin, Daf Ayin Hey, the seventh parak Mishachos. The Zichud Maseches Gittin program has been generously sponsored by Zichud Nishmas Chaya Hadas Basender. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the previous Daf quoted a Mishnah which said that initially, one who bought a home in a walled city in Eretz Yisrael, which the seller may redeem for a year, would hide on the final day to prevent the seller from redeeming it. Ilu HaZaken enacted that the seller can place the redemption money in a designated chamber and repossess his home, and the buyer can retrieve his money when he wishes. Rava deduced that without Hillel's Takana, the seller cannot make the payment against the buyer's will. This indicates that generally, Nasina Bal Korche Lo Havia Nasina, giving something to a person against his will is not considered giving. Therefore, if a get was given on condition that the wife pays 200 zuz, she can only pay with his consent but cannot force him. A papa rejects Rava's proof. The Dimuki Isrikle Utakune, perhaps the necessity for Hillel's enactment was where the payment was made Shulah Bafanov, not in the buyer's presence, so the money cannot become his against his will. Aval Bafanov, but in his presence, Ben Medaito Ben Bakorko Chavya Nasina. Whether the payment is with his consent or against his will, it's considered giving. A second version of the dialogue between Rava and Rapapa is brought. Point number two is taught in the Braisa, one who says, Har zikitech, but niyar shali, this is your get, but the paper remains mine, ain't a megreshes, she's not divorced because he didn't give her the get. But if he said, Amanas shetachzir li as niyar, on condition that you return the paper to me, megreshes, she is divorced. The Gemara asks how she's divorced in the second case, if the get will only take effect once it leaves her possession, and brings a Maraim who lists three disqualifications of the condition which allowed the divorce to take effect without its fulfillment. Number one, the condition was not kaful, it wasn't doubled, meaning the terms of fulfillment and violation were not both described, which Rabbi Meir holds is invalid. Number two, the maisa, the act of this is your get, was expressed before the Tanai, meaning on condition that you return the paper, which everyone agrees is invalid. And number three, Tanai u'maisa b'davar echad, both the condition and act involve the same item, the get. Rav Ashi explains that the Tana is Rebbe who holds ko ha'omer almanas. Anyone who says on condition ka'omer me'akshav dami is like one who says it should take effect from now. The get is valid since it's hers when it takes effect. The get is valid since it's hers when it takes effect. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, if one said, Harzikitech amanas shetacham shias abba, this is your get on condition that you serve my father, amanas shetanikias bini, or on condition that you nurse my son, she must nurse him for 2 years according to the Tanakama, or 18 months according to Rabbi Yehuda to fulfill the condition. Rashi adds that the service of the father is until he dies. If the son or father died before the condition was completed, the get is valid since the service isn't needed. Our Mishnah contradicts a Braisa, which teaches that a single day is sufficient to fulfill either condition. Rav Chista answers that the Braisa is the opinion of Rav Shimon Gamliel, who interprets conditions leniently, meaning he ruled on Daf Ein Dalet Amud Aleph that money can be given in place of a cloak, and rules here that one day is sufficient. Rav says the Mishnah is where no term was given, and the Braisa is where he explicitly said a single day. Rav Ashi disagrees, Kol stam namik mefarsh yom echad dami. Every unspecific condition is tantamount to specifying one day. He explains that our mission is describing the time period within which she must nurse the son for one day. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The previous Daf quoted a mission which said that initially, one who bought a home in a walled city in Eretz Yisrael, which the seller may redeem for a year, would hide on the final day to prevent the seller from redeeming it. Ilu HaZaken enacted that the seller can place the redemption money in a designated chamber and repossess his home, and the buyer can retrieve his money when he wishes. Rava deduced that without Hillel's Takana, the seller cannot make the payment against the buyer's will. This indicates that generally, Nasina Bal Korche Lo Havia Nasina, giving something to a person against his will is not considered giving. Therefore, if a get was given on condition that the wife pays 200 zuz, she can only pay with his consent but cannot force him. A papa rejects Rava's proof. The Dimuki Isrikle Utakune, perhaps the necessity for Hillel's enactment was where the payment was made Shulah Bafanov, not in the buyer's presence, so the money cannot become his against his will. Aval Bafanov, but in his presence, Ben Medaito Ben Bakorko Chavya Nasina. Whether the payment is with his consent or against his will, it's considered giving. A second version of the dialogue between Rava and Rapapa is brought. Point number two is taught in the Braisa, one who says, Har zikitech, but niyar shali, this is your get, but the paper remains mine, ain't a megreshes, she's not divorced because he didn't give her the get. But if he said, Amanas shetachzir li as niyar, on condition that you return the paper to me, megreshes, she is divorced. The Gemara asks how she's divorced in the second case, if the get will only take effect once it leaves her possession, and brings a Maraim who lists three disqualifications of the condition which allowed the divorce to take effect without its fulfillment. Number one, the condition was not kaful, it wasn't doubled, meaning the terms of fulfillment and violation were not both described, which Rabbi Meir holds is invalid. Number two, the maisa, the act of this is your get, was expressed before the Tanai, meaning on condition that you return the paper, which everyone agrees is invalid. And number three, Tanai U'maisa B'davar Echad, both the condition and act involve the same item, the get. Rav Ashi explains that the Tana is Rebbe, who holds, Koha Omer Almanas, anyone who says on condition, Ka Omer Me'akshav Dami, is like one who says it should take effect from now. The get is valid since it's hers when it takes effect. The get is valid since it's hers when it takes effect. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, if one said, Harziki Tech Amanas Shetacham Shias Abba, this is your get on condition that you serve my father, Amanas Shetanikias Bini, or on condition that you nurse my son, she must nurse him for 2 years, according to the Tanakama, or 18 months, according to Rabbi Yehuda, to fulfill the condition. Or she adds that the service of the father is until he dies. If the son or father died before the condition was completed, the get is valid since the service isn't needed. Our Mishnah contradicts a Braisa, which teaches that a single day is sufficient to fulfill either condition. Rav Chista answers that the Braisa is the opinion of Rav Shimon Gamliel, who interprets conditions leniently, meaning he ruled on Daf Ein Dalet Amud Aleph that money can be given in place of a cloak, and rules here that one day is sufficient. Rav says the Mishnah is where no term was given, and the Braisa is where he explicitly said a single day. Rav Ashi disagrees, Kol Stam Namik Mefarshi Yom Echad Dami. Every unspecific condition is tantamount to specifying one day. He explains that our Mishnah is describing the time period within which she must nurse the son for one day. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Ein Hey, and this Siman was suggested to us by David Zev Glickman from London and by Gedalia Weiss. They both suggested that Ein Hey is an Amma Arts, And according to Ben Azay, Mesechus Brachas Daf Mem Zayin, an Amma Arts is a person who doesn't wear tzitzis. So here goes. The Amma Arts and the green beggar without tzitzis, who didn't notice the house buyer hiding as the house seller came with money to redeem his house, couldn't understand why a get was vowed when he heard a husband give it on condition his wife returned the paper to him. Nor how a woman divorced on condition she nursed the son fulfilled her condition after only one day. Once again, slow motion. The Amma Arts, that must be more in Daf Ein Hey. The Amma Arts and the green beggar without tzitzis, who didn't notice the house buyer hiding as the house seller came with money to redeem his house, which reminds us, the previous Daf quoted a Mishnah said that initially one who bought a home in a walled city in Eretz Yisrael, which the seller may redeem for a year, would hide on the final day to prevent the seller from redeeming it. Hil Hazakan enacted that the seller can place redemption money in a designated chamber and repossess his home, and the buyer can retrieve his money when he wishes. Rava deduced that without Hil's takana, the seller could not make the payment against the buyer's will. This indicates that generally, nasina bal korche lo havya nasina, giving something to a person against his will is not considered giving. Therefore, if a get was given on condition that the wife pays to an azuz, she can only pay with his consent but cannot force him. A papa rejects Rava's proof. So the Amma Arts and the green beggar without tzitzis, who didn't notice the house buyer hiding as the house seller came with money to redeem his house, couldn't understand why a get was valid when he heard a husband give it on condition his wife returned the paper to him, which reminds us, if one said, this is your get on condition that you return the paper to me, Megareshes, she's divorced. The Gemara asks, how is she divorced if the get will only take effect once it leaves her possession? And brings a Merayim who has three disqualifications of the condition which allow the divorce to take effect without its fulfillment. Either the Tanai was not kafu, it wasn't doubled, the Maisa was before the Tanai, or it was a case of a Tanai U'maisa B'davar Echad. Both the condition and the act involved the same item, referring to the get. So the Amma Arts and the green beggar without tzitzis, who didn't notice the house buyer hiding as the house seller came with money to redeem his house, couldn't understand why a get was valid when he heard a husband give it on condition his wife returned the paper to him, or how a woman divorced on condition she nursed the son fulfilled her condition only after one day, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, if one said, this is your get on condition that you nurse my son, she must nurse him for 2 years, according to the Tanakama, or 18 months, according to Rabbi Yehuda, to fulfill the condition. Rashi adds that the service of the father is until he dies. If the son or father died before the condition was completed, the get is valid since the service isn't needed. Our Mishnah contradicts a Braisa, which teaches that a single day is sufficient to fulfill the condition. Rav Chista answers, the Braisa is the opinion of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who interprets conditions leniently. Two other opinions are brought to explain the Braisa. So once again, the Amma Arts and the green beggar without tzitzis, who didn't notice the house buyer hiding as the house seller came with money to redeem his house, couldn't understand why a get was valid when he heard a husband give it on condition his wife returned the paper to him, nor how a woman divorced on condition she nursed the son fulfilled her condition after only one day. All right, so now it's time for four Blah Bach Hazar. Daf Ein Av. So the Simmer Daf Ein Av is a donkey going E-Aw. So here goes. The Cheresh who gave written instructions to the driver of a green donkey, that must be more on Daf Ein Aleph, E-Ah. The Cheresh, who gave written instructions to the driver of a green donkey to write and deliver a get, which reminds us, Rav Kahana said in the name of Rav, Cheresh Yachol Adaber Mitoch Haksav, a deaf mute who is able to communicate in writing, Kosvin Nosin Get Liishto, they may write and give a get to his wife based on his written instructions. So the Cheresh, who gave written instructions to the driver of a green donkey to write and deliver a get, decided he would write the get himself because he wasn't born a Cheresh, which reminds us, it was taught in a brace where Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Bamedvarm Amorim, when are these words said that we cannot write a get based on gestures of a Cheresh? Becheresh Meikaru, only to one who was originally a deaf mute, of a Pikeach Minis Cheresh, but one who was competent and became a deaf mute, who Kosev Ehen Chosmin, he can write a get and others can sign it. His writing is sufficient to prove he remains competent. So the Cheresh, who gave written instructions to the driver of a green donkey to write and deliver a get, decided he would write the get himself because he wasn't born a Cheresh and he didn't want the donkey driver to mess up and mistakenly have a sofer write it up, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, Amru lo nichtov get liishtoch, if they said to him, should we write a get for your wife? Amru lo niksovu, and he said to them, write. And the shulchim instructed a sofer to write it, and others to sign it, and they did so, hari haget batal, the get is void. Adshi yomru lo sofer ksovu la'edim chasomu, unless he says to the sofer, write, and to the edim, sign. Daf Ayin Beis, so the simur Daf Ayin Beis is a thick piece of cake. So here goes. The sick husband who presented his wife with a get on a thick piece of green cake. Thick piece of cake? That must be more in Daf Ayin Beis. Thick. The sick husband who presented his wife with a get on a thick piece of green cake and said, this is your get from today, imati, if I die, which reminds us, the next mission states, one who says, zegitech imati, this is your get if I die, lomar kum, he has said nothing, meaning the get is invalid because it was set to take effect after his death. But if he says, mehayom imati, this is your get from today, if I die, hari is a get, this is a valid get because it takes effect retroactively. So the sick husband who presented his wife with a get on a thick piece of green cake and said, this is your get from today, imati, if I die, and pointed to the date of the get to prove his intent, it should be effective retroactively, which reminds us, Rabbi Yossi holds, Zmano shel shtar mochiach lo, the date of the document proves its intent to be effective retroactively. He holds that writing the date indicates he wants it to take effect on that date. So the sick husband who presented his wife with a get on a thick piece of green cake and said, this is your get from today, imati, if I die, and pointed to the date of the get to prove his intent, it should be effective retroactively, put a bow on the get to look like a gift, to make clear that if he recovers from his illness, he automatically retracts from the get, which reminds us, Rav Huna said, regarding transactions of someone gravely ill, geto kemat naso, the laws of his get are the same as those of his gift. He explains that just as with a gift, if he recovers from his illness, he automatically retracts from the gift, since he only gave it because he thought he would die, so too with his get. If he recovers, he automatically retracts from the get, which he presumably gave for the same reason. Other similarities are mentioned. Daf Ayin Gimel, so the simur Daf Ayin Gimel is a giant ostrich egg. So here goes. When the husband who said, this is your get today if I die from this illness, was crushed to death by a giant ostrich egg falling from the sky, giant ostrich egg, that must be warned off Ayin Gimel. When the husband who said, this is your get today if I die from this illness, was crushed to death by a giant ostrich egg falling from the sky, which reminds us, it was taught in a brisa. If one says, Zegitech mehayom imati mecholi zeh, this is your get from today if I die from this illness, and the house collapsed onto him, or a snake bit and killed him, it'll get. It's not a get, because the husband did not consider this rare accident in a stipulation. So when the husband who said, this is your get today if I die from this illness, was crushed to death by a giant ostrich egg falling from the sky, his wife was out of the house and she knew she could not be alone with him. Which reminds us, the next mission teaches regarding one who said the sketch should take effect retroactively when he dies, Lotis Yachidimo, his wife may not be alone with him unless he come to have relations with her, unless they are before witnesses. Even a slave's presence is sufficient except for her own slave woman with whom she is comfortable. A brisa brings Malchokas if she was alone with him. The Tanakhama holds we suspect they had illegitimate relations, but do not suspect they had relations to affect Kedushin. Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda says, Av Choshishin Mishim Kedushin, we even suspect they had relations to affect Kedushin. So when the husband who said, this is your get today if I die from this illness, was crushed to death by a giant ostrich egg falling from the sky, his wife was out of the house and she knew she could not be alone with him, and was spending time with her friends telling them she feels divorced and not divorce, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught, Mahi Ba'osan Hayamim, what is her marital status during those days from receiving the get until her husband dies? Rav Yehuda says, Ke'eshes Ish, go call the Varesh, she's like a married woman in all respects. Rav Yossi says, Megureshes Ve'ena Megureshes, she's divorced and not divorced, meaning her status is in doubt, and adultery would incur an Ashim Ta'ul. Daf Ayin Dalet, so the Simmer Daf Ayin Dalet is an aid, a witness. So here goes. The witness, that must be more in Daf Ayin Dalet, aid. The witness standing in the green witness stand in divorce court who testified that the husband said to his wife, this is your get on condition that you give me 200 zuz, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the Malchokas, when does a get take effect if it was given on condition that the wife gives him money? Rav Huna says, v'hititen, and she gives it meaning that she's divorced retroactively, provided she eventually pays. Rav Yehuda says, v'kashititen, she's divorced when she gives it, but not before. If the get is destroyed before she pays, it's invalid, according to Rav Yehuda. So the witness standing in the green witness stand in divorce court, who testified that the husband said to his wife, this is your get on condition that you give me 200 zuz, but then changed his mind and said, this is your get on condition you give me my cloak, before discovering his wife lost his cloak, which reminds us, if one said to his wife, this is your get on condition you give me my cloak, and she lost his cloak, the Tanakama holds the cloak itself must be given, and she cannot fulfill the condition. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, titan lo zdameh, she can give its equivalent value. So the witness standing in the green witness stand in divorce court, who testified that the husband said to his wife, this is your get on condition that you give me 200 zuz, but then changed his mind and said, this is your get on condition you give me my cloak, before discovering his wife lost his cloak, shocked the jury when he said the husband finally gave up and said, referring to the 200 zuz, they are forgiven to you. Which reminds us, Rabbi Asi asked Rabbi Yochanan what the halacha is if one gave a get on condition she gives him 200 zuz, and he later said to her, they are forgiven to you. He explains that even according to the Rabbanan, who said that the condition to give a cloak cannot be substituted with money, perhaps they would agree that where he completely forgave the payment, it is tantamount to receiving it. On the other hand, although Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said the condition to give a cloak is fulfilled with money, that may be because she appeased him with money, but perhaps forgiving it entirely isn't effective because he didn't receive anything from her. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which dafti b'machlokas, if a get given on condition that the wife give a cloak, whether it may be fulfilled if she gives money, that's on daf? Ayin dalet. Good, number 2. Which daf are two reasons given as to why one who cuts someone's trachea and esophagus, or most of them, does not go into galus, that's on daf? Ayin. Good, number 3. Which daf do we discuss a get given on condition that the wife nursed the son, and the question of how long she must nurse the son for, that's on daf? Ayin. Hey. Good, number 4. Which daf do we learn that the wife of one who said his get should take effect retroactively when he dies, his wife may not be alone with him, and it's a malchokas if they were, if we're choshesh for kedushin, that's on daf? Ayin. Gimel. Good, number 5. Which daf do we learn why a get given on condition that the wife return the paper to the husband is a valid get? That's on daf? Ayin hey. Good, number 6. Which daf do we learn Rabbi Yossi holds? Zmano shel shtar mochia chalav. The date of the document proves its intent to be effective retroactively. That's on daf? Ayin beis. Good, number 7. Which daf do we machok is when a get takes effect if it was given on condition the wife gives money? That's on daf? Ayin dal. Good, number 8. Which daf we machlokes of the status of the woman whose divorce is pending? Is she considered fully married or divorced and not divorced? That's on daf? Ayin gimel. Good, number 9. Which daf do the case of the house seller buying back his home according to Hillel's Takana and the question of Nesina bal Korcha is a Nesina? That's on daf? Ayin hey. Good, and number 10. Which daf do discuss what the halacha is if the husband forgives the condition of the wife giving 200 zuz? That's on daf? Ein Dalet. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.